Bob Koppel joining us. Bob, good morning and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I am swell because I'm here at work and there's no place on Christmas Eve I can tell you I would rather be.
It's cold outside. So
it is cold. Thanks for checking in on that. Well, let's talk about some other things. Some things that are happening. The headline that we had on our news this morning is that there is now a 20th Riley County death associated with COVID-19, and that is a tragic situation. As we all know that it's been a tough go for so many people. This an 88-year-old man, and let's talk a little bit about some of the other numbers that we're seeing come through in terms of positive cases and the numbers that you're seeing at Ascension Via Christi Hospital with regard to COVID-19.
Well, so we continue to kind of, be fairly consistent. Actually, it's anywhere from 10 to 12 positive patients every day. We have, anywhere from 2 to 4 new PUI inpatients. And, you'd mentioned another fatality. I think we're kind of anticipating we're going to continue to see some of that just because of certainly the demographic of the patients that we're caring for now. And it really is interesting, Dave, because it keeps kind of changing. And so for the last couple of weeks, it's been a lot of our older citizens. And we're talking 80, 85-plus-year-old. And then on the other hand, we also have had inpatients in their 30s that are very, very ill. And so it's kind of interesting. We went for a period there, kind of fall-ish, where we had more folks in the 40s and 50s. And so it kind of who we're actually taking care of kind of keeps shifting. The actual numbers are pretty consistent. And of the folks we have, a lot of them are very sick. The majority of our ICU census for the last couple weeks have been all folks who have COVID.
Well, obviously, it's a tough situation here, when you take into consideration that it's a holiday season and so many people are dealing with different types of scenarios, whether it be just, changing their plans. Many are still sick. I got sick over Thanksgiving, feeling a little bit better these days. But when you're dealing with family members that have lost their lives, it's a difficult time to be going through what should be one of the most wonderful times of the year. And that's tough on families, and I know that there's also mental health matters that come into play as well that we can treat locally too.
I think it is really important to keep reaching out to people and keep connected. Kim's mom lives in independent living in one of our senior facilities here in town. And, it is important. She talks to her every day on the phone. We try to, we take stuff by for her. It's just so important that we all kind of make sure that we're checking on each other. And because, there is just the emotional, the mental health aspect of all of this, which in some respects, that's probably affecting everybody. Not everybody gets COVID. I think some of the isolation, some of the changes people have had to make, that impacts a whole lot more people. So, yeah, we really encourage people to do that. And, Christmas is a very blessed time, and we want people to know that we're thinking about them and that we care about them.
Absolutely. Where are you now with your numbers at Ascension Via Christi Hospital with those that are in being treated for COVID-19?
Last evening, we were at 11 that were positive, and we still had a couple of PUIs. And actually, our health supervisor was taking care of something this morning, so I wasn't able to talk to her before I got on the phone. But that's... that's not the most we've had, but that's, that's where we've been running the last couple of weeks.
It's a high number.
10, 11, 12, yeah.
Well, the vaccines, they're now becoming available, and I know you've had quite a few staff, and that was a big deal for you last week, and you had talked about what an uplifting opportunity and moment that was for your staff, and does that help things, give some semblance of hope for the near future for your staff?
I think definitely it's hopeful, and we use the phrase, we're finally playing offense again. So we now have over 250 of our associates and some of our community physicians have been vaccinated. We have another vaccine clinic for more of our staff and physicians this coming Monday, and then that will actually exhaust our first allocation of vaccine. We'll have used every dose. And then we're waiting, and we actually got an email yesterday morning pretty encouraging that we might even see a shipment next week of some additional vaccines. So we're just kind of waiting to see. But, you know, in some respects, it's still a small number of people, obviously, in our county. I think the county health department has vaccinated it already 150 folks as well. So, you know, in total, that's about 400 people, which is not a lot out of 70,000, but it is a beginning. And I think that's where the hope piece comes from, is like, this is how we get started. This is what we need to keep doing. And really, again, encourage people to, you know, when it's available, when it's appropriate for you, that to really, you know, we would really want people to take the vaccine. This is how we improve the safety of our community and try to help each other out.
How many staff members at Essentia Via Christi have been have received their vaccine?
So we're over, I don't split it out between the docs and the staff, but we're over 250 because we did our clinic on Monday. We vaccinated 84. So that was the most we'd done in a single day. So that was good.
Have there been any repercussions, any side effects as a result of the vaccine?
You know what most people are reporting, and who even are saying anything, actually, they're talking about a little bit of shoulder soreness. No, and I actually was talking with one of our physicians yesterday as he's getting on the elevator when I was up rounding, and he said it actually hurt less than his flu shot. So that's pretty consistent. And not, it's kind of funny too, some of the staff, when I was up and was talking to people as we were rounding, and they said they hadn't even had the shoulder pain. So I think if you look even at the study results, that was by far the most common response people had.
We're speaking today with Bob Koppel of Essentia Via Christi Hospital, getting our twice weekly update on a number of things that are happening locally here with regard to the battle against the coronavirus. We have Christmas Day tomorrow. Lots of folks getting together, but it's a different type of Christmas. I know that, you know, my family's not having a big get-together. I know of so many people that are not doing the big family gatherings as they have in the past. But let's talk a bit about some precautions that folks can take to ensure safety, not only of themselves, but of their family and guests here during Christmas.
You know, it's really, I think there's a lot of simple things. One, you know, we need to be wearing a mask even when we're at gatherings. You know, if you have food serving, it's just good to have everybody do hand hygiene before they get their food. And that way, everybody who's touching the serving utensils that have their hand, you know, they've just cleaned their hands. It's just really, I think, thinking about things like that. You know, for us, we're kind of like you, Dave. We have our family Zoom call tomorrow afternoon. So my siblings and all my nieces and nephews and everything, we will all be on a big Zoom together, which we did it actually at Thanksgiving. And it was just as chaotic as being together in person. So, you know, it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you can pack a whole lot into a Zoom call.
Yes.
You can pack a lot in.
Well, you know, it's like everybody's there and everybody's attention. You know, I think the one thing somebody made the comment is you didn't miss out on all the side conversations like you normally would, because everybody's together talking, you know, about something at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, you know, I think, again, it's just we're just encourage people kind of think small, stay within your kind of your family bubble if you can, and just be real cognizant of what you're doing. If you are traveling or driving somewhere, you know, the hand hygiene and face masking are just great things to do to protect yourself and to protect your family.
Anything else you want to touch base on, Bob?
You know, actually, I wanted to say thank you to everybody. This has been a rough year for a lot of people, and we have just seen a huge amount of support from people in our community for our community hospital. And, you know, we really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. That just the trust that people have placed in us to take care of their loved ones, but also, you know, all the support and people dropping off stuff. And we actually gotten Christmas ornaments this week from a group of kids at Rock Creek High School. And it was just really cool to be able to share those with the staff. And I think they were all really touched that here's a group of high school kids who are thinking about them as well.
What a neat gesture.
I don't know. It was very neat. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, thanks to you, your staff, and all those on the front lines in the medical field, because I know it's been scary and frustrating and highly educational moment. I guess that there's a lot of teachable moments in this chaos.
There's a lot to learn.
Isn't there? Isn't there, though?
Yes.
Bob, we certainly appreciate the work that you and the folks, you know, within the hospital, the medical community, and the Riley County Health Department. These updates that we get between you and Julie Gibbs, I think, are very valuable for the community, and we certainly appreciate the extra efforts in sharing your thoughts, concerns, and ideas and hopes with the community.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Merry Christmas, Bob, and to you and your family.